Okay, so this video, I just want to make a pretty much a quick rant. It's not going to be a long video, but I was hanging out with a bitch last with a bitch yesterday, and so many times I get this, I always get this, I always come across this, where okay, I'm walking with a bitch with the bitch I got, and she always looks at some guy, points to some guy, and says, "That's the guy. He tried talking to me last week. He's a fucking creep. He's just a weirdo. It's just how he walked, blah, blah, blah." And the guy's just kind of like walking off, like, you know, like, cause he, like, you could tell like, he's seen her type of shit and seen her with me. And so he's like walking off, like, all awkward and shit, blah, blah, blah. So you got to understand this shit, man. Like, see, women, with everything a woman does is it's always this value system. Everything a woman does in life is based off getting more value. It's never about genuine things like loyalty. Just to have loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like that doesn't exist to woman's brain. It's like loyalty because this rank, this brings me up in value here, and blah blah blah. See, to see, men can be naturally loyal just because somebody's a good person. You see what I'm saying? Men can be loyal because they feel like they might be needed in a such a scenario. Women don't do that, so you gotta understand, man. Like. You got like for a lot of guys, like being a creep, that's just gonna be like a fucking just something you gotta work through. Because to a woman, man, it's always like this. It doesn't matter how much of a creep you are, man. All it takes is for you to be seen with one woman in public. That's all it takes. And then it's to that same woman who called you a creep before, you will immediately start to have value because another woman wanted you. Like, this is why I be trying to tell guys too, man. Like, God, I'll be trying to tell like friends and shit I know. Like, I knew one guy, man. He's just awkward with women. He's awkward with women. But for some reason, when I hang out with him, I always end up getting all the bitches. Like, to do like whatever the fuck I want to do. Like, it's a weird dynamic we got. Like, he's a good friend of mine, but it's a weird dynamic, man. But yeah. And I tell him, man, like, look, all you got to do, you just, once you get that one woman to show interest in you and then you got to have it so where other people can see it. You see what I'm saying? Like other people, especially other women. Or, I mean, it wouldn't be bad if, you know, it wouldn't absolutely be a bad thing if only other guys seen it. But you got to at least have people talking about you having a girlfriend. Or the better thing is to have other women seeing you with a woman. You see what I'm saying? Once women see you with a woman, you could have been the creepiest guy on the planet, but you have some value now. Okay, perfect. What's that motherfucker? Ozzy Osbourne. That motherfucker. You see, that motherfucker's a creep. Bitches wouldn't like him unless he was already established or he had another woman already looking at him. Now it's bitches can fuck him now. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is with women. Like, you have to be seen with a woman. I've told guys, especially when you do this, like go traveling to other country shit, like, cause you're not gonna know anybody when you get there. Like the easiest way would be just to find a good looking prostitute, pay her to walk around town with you for an hour or two. You see what I'm saying? That'd be like the quickest way to go about doing it. But like, you have to be seen with women. See, that's how, cause women, they always wanna be led. And women just want a follower. And women do not know if you are a capable follower if you're completely alone. Okay. See, women just, like I say in other videos, man, women just want to be led. And if you're not being seen with a woman, then that signals the woman, he must not be valuable. He must not be able to lead shit. So he must not like so his value is gonna be down here. And then watch, when you get seen with a woman. Other women, it clicks in their head. 'Cause like I said, man, like all women, like they just follow. All women are followers. They're not leaders in it. They don't want to lead anything. They just want to follow whatever is already established that can protect them. You see, like the entrepreneurs and cars guy, he said, women do not want to work in progress. Women want to wait for it. Women want to wait at the finish line for the winner. That's just the reality. Bitches, like they, women just want to, like I say in other videos, man. See, to be a man, like to be a man has to become. A woman is born. A man has to become. You see? So when a woman looks for a man has to already just be ready. Like she don't want to come be with you where you working through your emotional growth and all this shit like that. Like you're supposed to just be strong, standing strong, strong, hard, well-rounded and ready. That's how, see, bitches, like, bitches can, a woman can just stand there and just be a woman and not actually do anything. and she's fucking fine. You know, somebody's still sniffing around for her pussy. They still sniffing, panting around a bitch wanting to fuck her. All she had to do is just stand. Just stand and be woman. You see what I'm saying? Just stand. Whereas a man has to learn, a man is valued for scars in life and figuring out shit and being tough, but being understanding and stoic of a situation and realizing the reality. You see, and then communicating it in a correct, charismatic way. See, men, we have to grow. See, but the trade-off is women only have a good 10 years of life to be truly desirable. Where men, once we get it, we're truly desirable for the rest of our lives because we're desirable for different reasons. But yeah, anyway, being the creep, man, there's nothing wrong with being awkward with women, man. There's nothing wrong with not knowing how to speak to women. Like, something, you just got to live through that creep mode. Because because a creep, to a woman, a creep is pretty much a man who has low self-esteem, who also clearly has no resources. That's the definition of creep to woman. A man who, for whatever reason, something about him is like insecure, and he also doesn't have a lot of resources. That man is creep. You see, now if a man has a lot of resources, but he's still a little awkward with women, well, he's just weird. He's weird. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's not a creep, but he's just weird. Or if a man is like, he has all the confidence and not a lot of resources, yeah, he's confidence means more than resources. So then he's like, I don't know. He's kind of okay. Then especially if these men are seen with women, there's a whole different ballgame to a woman's eyes. Because like I said, a woman, they're always competing and they're always, woman always wants what they think other women want. Like that, I talked about in a video a while back, like in my theory of this theoretical island, right? There's like this, I'm going to try to make this fast. Let's say there's and this perfectly explains men and women's intentions in nature and life. Let's say there's this island, right, in the middle of the goddamn Pacific Ocean. Nobody knows about it but you. And on this island, like, it's a magical island. You can get anything you want if you want, and it's there like that. You can get anything you want, anything you can imagine, you can have it on this island. But the catch is, you can never tell anybody about it. The only person who knows about it is you. You can travel as many times as you want to it. You can stay there for a month, a week, a year, 50 years, and then you go off and you travel somewhere else. But the only catch is, you could never, ever communicate anything about the island to anybody else, right? Men, it'd be great for men. We could do it. Women, most women could only deal with it maybe, I say 30 days max. Because see, everything a woman does is to show off against other women. So let's say a woman's saying she wants to buy a Gucci belt. Women don't care about fucking the materials and the artwork in the Gucci belt. Women want to show off the Gucci belt to other women to say, look what my man bought me. Or look what I did for myself to try to get a man to understand that I like nice shit. You see, women, their logic system is completely different from men. So this island, men, there would be constant flights in out that island. But women, they can only deal with it because a woman would slowly start to realize, okay, if I can't get other women jealous for what I'm doing or show off anything, you know, if I can't show off what I'm doing, then it has no value. That's where a woman would inevitably end out. So island would be essentially useless. It would just go out of business. Dealing with women, it would just close down if it was just women who could go to it. Because a woman has to show, it's all about social statuses with women. And see, that island would rip out that whole, it would have no effect on her social status. So she has no use for it. Unless like she had like a specific sexual fetish or something like that, she has no use for it. Or she just needed some free rent because she's, you know, most women are bad with numbers and money. A quick side note, let's go into that. I wanted to make that a video too. Why women are bad with numbers. I wanted to make another video about this, but I'm going to put it in this one. Why women are bad with numbers is this. A woman's entire life is built off of manipulating something to look like something else or appear to be something else. A woman's entire life is built on makeup, is built on fake emotions, is built on, oh, I'm fine. It's all, everything is based off of manipulation. The reason why women do not like, why they have to pay bitches to go to school to learn science, the STEM programs. This is why they got to pay bitches, because women don't like numbers. Because no matter how much, okay, if there's an equation that said, let's just use 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. no matter what mood a woman is in, she cannot make 2 + 2 = 12. Okay? She can't do it. If you put 2 + 2, add that together, it is always going to be 4 on Earth. This is why woman hates math at the core reason of it. Because one day she might go, oh, you know, I talked to my mother and so I'm mad. So that's today I want to make 2 + 2 = 12 because I'm mad. Like, no, there is no way you could put 2 with 2 and some kind of way get 12 with these things. It will not work. You can't do it. She can't manipulate. This is why women do not like. This is why women don't like logic, science, mathematics. This is why. Well, sometimes you can find a bitch who likes biology because that's just good because she thought dolphins were cute type of shit. But like when it comes to like hardcore mathematical logic, women hate that. They hate it because it reinforces the logic. It reinforces logic regardless of how she feels. And she can't go, oh, well, if I talk to Todd, he can make 2 + 2 = 16. And then if I talk to Derek, he can take away 4 and it'll equal 12. You see, they can't do that with Matt, with numbers. That's why women hate numbers. But yeah, man. Anyway, back to the original topic. The creep thing, like if you think you're a creep or you're bad with women, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm just using creep because that's what the bitch said yesterday when we was walking down the street. Like I said, with the man she was talking about, what she pointed out to him. All it takes, because I know women, the bitch I'm walking with, I know what she would do. When that creep ends up getting lucky or whatever and he pulls a bitch, oh, the bitch I'm walking with will put value in him now. It's how women are. Women, it's all about this chasing value shit. If this woman is with him, then he must be worth something. Let me hear him out now. You see, that's just how bitches are, man. It's their nature. Like, don't get mad at them. You got to understand it. But yeah, I'm out of here.